Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the 59th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمَ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And when the children among you reach puberty, let them ask permission at all times, as those before them have done. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, and Allah is knowing and wise.
We said that these two verses, 58th and 59th one, they are talking about the children and how the faithful parents are responsible for educating their children for a very Islamic education, ethical education. So the ordinance for those who have reached puberty was different. In the 58th verse, it was said that those who haven't reached puberty age but are able to understand right from wrong, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُ الْحُلُمْ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثْ مَرَّاتٍ. And the verse said that there are only three times during the 24 hours of the day that they have to ask for your permission. In this verse, 59th one, the ordinance for those who have reached puberty was mentioned. It is their responsibility to ask for your permission, as their parents, anytime they want to enter your rooms, your private rooms. Of course, this is only used for the places where the parents are taking rest. Otherwise, entering public areas and public rooms where others specifically are present, this does not need any permission. Anyway, there are some details about the philosophy of taking permission that we will try to shed some light on after a short break.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
كيف
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, we want to have a look at this philosophy of taking permission, only giving heed to executing fixed punishments and flogging wrongdoers is not enough to eradicate something like a social mischief, such as immodest, unchaste actions. Such a treatment does not produce a good result in any of the social issues. In fact, the point is, we must have a package which includes intellectual, cultural teachings, which is, along with ethical and sentimental rules and correct Islamic teachings, and we must also create a kind of sound social environment, and then it is that punishment can be considered as a factor along with them. So the point is, in this beginning of our discussion, that punishment alone is not enough. When you haven't had prior understanding, teaching, and education, when you haven't had suitable prior ethical education for your people, only punishment will not help you achieve your results. Consequently, in this holy surah, we see, of course, this surah, which is the surah of chastity, we see that this chapter begins with the act of flogging and punishment of adulterers and adulteresses, and covers the issues such as paving ground for a sound marriage, observing Islamic veiling, prohibiting ogling, and banning the act of accusing people to unchaste pollution. And finally, the verses are about children's taking permission at the time of entering parents' rooms. And this shows that no subtle thing about chastity is ignored in Islam. We said in the previous episodes that all the things are said and mentioned in the Islamic religion, all things from most general ones to the very narrowed down ones. Servants must take permission when they want to enter a room in which wife and husband exist. Mature children must also take permission when they want to enter such a room. Even immature children who are always with parents are also taught not to enter the parents' room without their permission, at least at the three special times that the verse said, ثَلَاثْ عَوْرَاتٍ لَكُمْ, before morning ritual prayer, after night prayer, and at noon time when parents are taking rest. We will continue our discussion later on in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fair.